This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra began a powerful new series titled The Determinants, Things That Determine How Far You Go in Life. Yesterday, he explained that effort is important because of the law of sowing and reaping. Today, he shares the third reason why effort is a determinant. Let's join in.
Number three reason is our call, the law of meritocracy. What is that? You know, our society is generally a meritocracy society. In other words, you get what you deserve. That's why we have jobs. When you go and work, your work makes you merit the pay. So we go to work, and after the work, we merit some kind of pay. That's meritocracy. And society and social life is built and structured that way. That is why unemployed people don't get paid. Meanwhile, maybe they are the ones who need money the most, but say they don't get paid because of the way society is structured. It's structured on a meritocracy. You work, and then after, you are paid. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, Paul said, "Even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear there are some which work amongst you disorderly, working not at all, but are busy bodies." Verse 12, "Them that are sight," he said, "rebuke and exhort, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread." Paul wrote to the church, and he said, the society itself has a law of meritocracy. In other words, what you get financially or whatever is based on your input into the society. You have to input something into society. If you don't input anything into the society will not give you anything back. So Paul said to the church members that those who don't work, they are not qualified even to eat. That's a strong statement. If we go by this scripture, some of us should not be eating. But you have eaten this morning and you are watching me. But if we go literally by this scripture, it means that sometimes your eating is illegal. Ask your neighbor, are you eating illegally? So Paul said, listen, meritocracy is part of life. You have to put in effort. You have to put in labor. And when you put in the labor, you are paid or you are rewarded according to the labor that you have put in. You know, before the pandemic, I went to Rwanda. I was passing through Rwanda and I got to the airport. And, you know, I was just changing planes. And as I was changing my plane and walking through the airport, some guys came to me. Then they said, "Are you Pastor Baden?" I said, "Yes." They said, "You look like him." Some people from Rwanda. They said, "You really, really look like him." I said, "I don't look like him." I said, "I am he." So they were very happy. They said, "We have been listening to you. We have been watching you." They spoke. We talked, very excited. So suddenly, I had friends in Rwanda. Now, these friends in Rwanda, they have not come for free. I have worked by preaching, ministering, paying for airtime, paying for radio time, and so now I merit friends in Rwanda. So when we don't make any effort, it's like that. Ask your neighbor, what have you inputted into the society? Ask your neighbor. And how many people have you affected? Even if you are selling beans, The more beans you input into the society and people are eating the beans, the more return you get from the beans. You don't input education. You don't input ideas. You don't input spirituality. You don't input wisdom. Everything you input is zero. When you input in zero, you get what? Zero back. So effort is very important. Solomon said, whatever you are doing, look, put in the effort. You are serving God, put in the effort. You have your own business, don't be lazy. Get up, put in the effort, learn. And most people are mentally lazy. Mental laziness is more dangerous than physical laziness. If you can't read one page without yawning, it means you are mentally very lazy. Mental laziness is more prevalent than physical laziness. That's why people don't read. How can you be doing something, you don't read anything about it? Then how can you progress? It's not possible. Let's put in spiritual effort. Let's put in mental effort. Let's put in physical effort. But effort is important. It determines how far you go and what happens to you. Sometimes your effort is too low. Too low. The guy you want to marry, she's saying no because your effort is too low. You just see her in church, you say, oh, hello, then you pass. Oh, hello, and you pass. Nothing. No lunch, no gift, no nothing. You are a joker. Put your hands together for Jesus. No raps, no words, no sweet words. Your effort is too low. It's our man have been praying. We have all been praying. Your effort is too low. So key number one determinant is what? Effort. Number two. Then the second thing Solomon says is that effort alone is not enough. So the first determinant, he said, is effort. Second determinant, he said, effort alone is not enough. So he moves to verse 11. Let's read it. Exodus chapter 9, verse 11. I returned and saw under the sun. I said the word return means I look back. Looking back on what? On life. Now he's an old man. He's looking at all the people he has met, all the experiences he has had, the things he has seen. Then he said that, although I said effort is very important, I have also seen people put in the effort and they don't get the results. He said the race is not to the swift. He said, I have seen people run a race and the man who was the fastest, he didn't win. But somebody else who was not that fast rather won the race. So he said, although I've spoken about effort, I've also seen that effort alone is not enough. You know, there was a guy, he was called Ben Johnson. He was a Canadian. And they did the Olympic Games. 100 meters runner. Very fast guy. He won 100 meters. This was before Usain Bolt. He set some wild record. Very fast guy. Everybody was hailing him. After some time, they realized that they said the guy took some drugs. So he was disqualified and they took his medal from him. It was called Ben Johnson. He was fast. But you must be fast without some drugs. Are you understanding me? So just being fast is not enough. If we check your urine and we see some things inside, we'll disqualify you. So it's being fast plus your urine. The urine is very important. So his speed was not enough. His urine let him down. So you can be very swift, but you have to pay attention to what you are eating and your urine. So Solomon said, I have seen very fast people become last. That's why I said, the race is not to the swift. Then he said, not the battle to the strong. He said, I have seen very strong people beaten. If you look at David and Goliath, I mean, in 1 Samuel 17 verse 4, the Bible says, and there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He was 10 feet tall, like a story building, one story building. Yes, if Goliath is standing here, his head will hit the ceiling, on the stage, his head will hit the ceiling. About that height. And David, 17-year-old boy, small boy, When David told King Saul that he was going to fight Goliath, Saul couldn't believe it. He said to him in 1 Samuel 17:33, he said, "Thou art not able to go against this man to fight with him, for thou art but a youth." He was in the youth church. But he, a man of war from his youth. He said he's a man, he's not even a youth. He has been training from the time he was young, and he's also a giant. He said it's not possible. But David won. So Solomon said, "In my life, I have seen strong people lose fights."
Thank you for joining us. Today we learned that although effort is important because of the law of meritocracy, effort alone doesn't determine how far you go in life. Tune in same time tomorrow as this exciting message continues.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, "You visited me in my dream and healed me." This one says, "Dear Pastor, my wife gave birth to a baby boy last year, December, and the baby and mother were discharged. This little boy cries unnecessarily in the night. I know babies cry, but this one was something else. And every time I will have to pick him up and pray in tongues before he calms down. So one day this happened, and after I calmed him down, I fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, I saw you in my room in a black and white suit, telling me that you were passing through and leaving immediately. I said, okay, but if you are leaving, why don't you pray for us? You then knelt down and laid hands on my little boy. When you started praying for him, electricity started going through him and me. In the dream, I saw electrical sparks coming from your hand. After this dream, something else happened. I used to have some growths on my genitals. But the following day when I woke up to have my shower, a voice told me, take a look. Every growth had vanished. My boy is also sleeping peacefully.
We give God the glory. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? We give God the glory.
Live in a Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting "Order Energy Drink" in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.